All right, Rock Ridge head coach John Nelson joining us now as the Rockets back to the state tournament for the fifth consecutive postseason, defeating Rock Falls today in the Super Sectional 14-2. So, Coach Nelson, we'll start there. Back to the state tournament again. How does it feel winning another Super Sectional today?
Oh, it feels great. I'm just very, very impressed with our girls, how they've prepared for the last couple days. And they all did their homework. They did a lot of studying on what Rock Falls can do. And we practiced the things we need to practice in order to execute our offensive plan. And Kendra was fantastic. I thought, she had a couple of bumps in the road there pitching. But, man, 4-for-4 and just – What a performance by Kendra and, our offense. I think we had four or five kids with extra base hits and with a multi-hit game, so I'm super proud of them.
Yeah, talking about Kendra Lewis now, we talk about all the time, like she gets a ton of publicity pitching, and rightfully so, but, she, of course, is an incredible hitter today where she hit two home runs, missed a third by a couple of feet down the left field line, three extra base hits. She was 4-for-4. I think drove in five runs again today. She drove in five runs on Friday night, too. So for you, talking about her specifically as a hitter, I know she hits from the left side. What is it that makes her so good, you think?
She can really hurt you if you leave a ball over the plate. She's got, for the most part, a really good disciplined approach. She's got great power to the opposite field, just an incredible eye, incredible approach, and she's fantastic. Before her second home run today, Coach Giddings called out to Katie and said, "Do you want to put her on?" And she said, "No." Next pitch, Kendra hit it out. So that was wild to watch. I like to call her a professional hitter.
So this is a stat I was looking up coming into this game. So Rock Ridge now has won 20 postseason softball games in a row, and that streak, potentially is maybe more impressive than winning 73 games in a row. I mean, because you look at, you're playing in the postseason, for the most part, really elite-level teams, and I know postseason games can be played a little bit differently, too. So talk about, that stretch. How has that been able to happen? And I guess for you, what in the postseason to you is the most important to try and have all this success that you've had?
It's commitment. It's commitment to one another, selfless leadership, being selfless teammates, playing for one another, executing a plan, trusting a plan. And we never give up. I mean, we've been down 4 or 5 runs in playoff games, come back and won, and just there's just no quitting this team. There's no quitting in our team culture.
Yeah, you got down 1-0 today, and then I think you scored 8 unanswered to go up 8-1. So I guess after the first thing, I assume there's probably not much panic or anything, but I know you don't trail very often. Was there any specific message after the top half of the first inning at all?
No, it was just, we got to score more than one to win anyway. So we weren't worried. We hadn't even been up yet. So there was no panic. It was just, okay, here's time for us to execute our game plan and let's go out and execute it. And they did to a T. I mean, it was wonderful watching our kids work their approach and do what they do.
All right, and just the excitement level heading back to the state tournament again. What's the feeling like heading back to Peoria for the fifth consecutive season to the state tournament?
It never gets old, man. It's like, we're all excited like it's our first time. So it's a feeling that I honestly wish every high school athlete could feel. And I know only, 16 teams in the state of Illinois get to do it, but man, it's just something I wish every single kid could experience because it's so special and it feels so great. And I'm just I'm so blessed that God's blessed our team with His grace so that we're able to continue to do what we do.
All right, that's Rock Ridge head coach John Nelson joining us. The Rockets playing into June once again this year. Coach Nelson, thanks for talking with us. We'll see you Friday night.
Thanks. See you there.
All right, we're back with more on WRMJ after this. Rock Ridge wins it over Rock Falls 14-2.